Well, welcome to another update from the road. This one was caught walking up and down when we were trapped at, not trapped, sidelined at White River. Walked around and grabbed a bunch of stories and just seen who was a part of the convoy. Some of the audios, it was cold, it was windy. I did the best I could to try and capture some different stories. I guess my thoughts on this day, actually getting to be a part of the convoy for the first real day and see the people out gathered around everywhere, was pretty unbelievable, to be honest. We beat the convoy into Sault Ste. Marie, and there was just people everywhere. And to watch the convoy roll into Sault Ste. Marie, and the amount of vehicles was just, it floors you. And, you know, we got to stop, and people almost, if we were driving down the road and this guy was like running beside the vehicle, and, you know, you're like, oh my God. And so we slowed down and pulled in, and they were just, they wanted to feed you. They just wanted you to come in and have a bowl of soup and hear the stories from the road. And so we stopped, and they just, the amount of people that are out on the highway and sitting there all day long, because there's no other way. By the time we were in Sault Ste. Marie, we were, like, the convoy had to have been 4 or 5 hours late. I mean, they shut down the highway. And you get to Sault Ste. Marie at 9:30 at night, and there is just wall-to-wall people, kids, elderly, like, just all walks of life, waving flags. Yeah, pardon the French to my mom if she's listening, but My favorite story is we pull into Sault Ste. Marie. There's a guy with a Fuck Trudeau flag. And he rolls down his window, and the guy goes, "Fuck Trudeau. Yeah, fuck Trudeau." Meanwhile, the guy on the sidewalk standing right beside his grandmother, and the grandmother just smiles and nods. You know, like, that's where it is. Everybody gets it. So I hope you enjoy today's episode where it's a kind of a mishmash of different people from the convoy. And without further ado,
we are the good one. We are the good people.
Right
on. Trudeau is going.
First off, what's your name?
Sandra.
Did it say it?
Jones.
No, it didn't. Yeah, perfect. Okay, Sandra, where are you from?
We are from Sundre, Alberta.
Sundre, Alberta. I'm from Lloydminster. What brought you out on the road?
Both my daughter and I both worked in healthcare for 10 years myself, 5 years for my daughter. And when AHS mandated that everybody had to be vaccinated, we both lost our jobs. And now we're basically labeled as terrorists through our prime minister, and we can't get unemployment. So we decided that this is a good opportunity for us to try to stop these stupid mandates.
What have you taken from the experience thus far of driving across Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, now into Ontario?
There is a lot of support. A lot of support. There's people everywhere. They're in ditches. They're sitting on snowbanks. They're waving. They're honking. They're laughing. There are no masks. It's awesome.
It's almost, it's been pretty cool to see, and feel that energy and see all the people. I know the mainstream media don't want to, I don't know, follow along and see what all of us are seeing, but seeing humanity again is rather enjoyable, isn't it?
Very much so. It is. It's phenomenal, the amount of support. Coming through Winnipeg, they had the Mennonite colonies, and they were giving out free food. We've got free washer fluid. We've got free lunches, free snacks, free Tim Hortons, everything. It's awesome.
What's maybe one thing that sticks out to you so far along the trip? I mean, is there one story you can share with people back home that really moved you or surprised you or anything like that?
Just the amount of support. Just the amount of support is absolutely amazing. The minority is a lot bigger than what Prime Minister Trudeau thinks. It's crazy. He's in for a rude awakening.
And finally, if the truckers do end up listening to this, is there a message you have for them as they haul along and everybody in the convoy? Or maybe just a message to all the rest of the convoy?
Give them hell and don't stop.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, first off, I'm wondering what your name is.
Frank.
All right, Frank. Where are you from?
Quesnel.
And what brought you out on the road?
Well, our country. We've got to fight for it, man. You know, what do you want me to say?
I'm just curious, you know, always of what motivates people to get out on the open road, do something.
Well, somebody's got to do something because nobody else is doing anything. The government ain't standing up for the people. You know, like, really, we're heading down a dark path here, a real dark path. You know, you think back to 1938. Well, we got a health pass here in Canada now. Why should we have a health pass? That's no different than the Jewish people had back then. What, are we going to go through another Holocaust? No, we don't need this. We need to get rid of this guy. He needs to go. He needs to step down and retire. You know, that's what needs to happen.
Finally, what's maybe along the road since you joined the convoy, what's something that sticks out to you to the people back home that aren't witnessing what you're seeing?
All of it. Everything. This is incredible. The movement is absolutely being incredible from everywhere, from BC to Alberta to everywhere, right across. We've had more support that the news is not telling you. That's it's incredible.
Is there a story that that you could share? Maybe what's maybe one of the moments that sticks out since you've been driving?
A little girl was on the side of the road and said, "Please unmask me." That's probably one of the most heartbreaking things I've ever seen. It's almost, I'm gonna cry, man. it was sad.
I appreciate it, Frank. Hey.
Look at it.
That's I appreciate you coming all this way. We're coming from Lloydminster, so. Yeah.
Yeah. It just made me sick. You
know
what I mean? It's very sad what's going on in this country. Yeah, we have to take it back. We have to.
Willie.
I'm Stephanie.
We were at the convoy yesterday, day before, and then we decided to
join the movement.
Join
we
in.
Were pretty passionate before it, and seeing it was very inspirational in itself. So, just. Trying to be with the rest of the Canadians and stand up for our rights, literally. Absolute, like, empowerment
support.
From everyone, yeah. Massive support everywhere. Even in, like, little podunk towns, people are lined up across the roads, like.
Have you, is there a story you could maybe share with the listener back home on something you've seen along the road that's, you know, I don't know, surprised you or been a cool, you know, maybe it was a person on the side of the road or a meal or anything like that?
There was these crane operators that had set up a bunch of cranes and banners actually probably about 50 kilometers back, and they were probably 100 feet in the air. It was absolutely, you could see it from like half a kilometer away. It was wonderful and very inspiring.
Cool. Is there anything you'd like to say to the truckers that are hauling ass this way?
We absolutely adore you guys, and thank you so much for starting this movement. We have your back 100%.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Nice meeting you.
Nice you meeting too. You as well. Have a wonderful journey. Yeah. We'll see you at the end.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. What's your ladies' names?
Shantad and Renee.
Yeah. And what brings, or where are you from?
Alberta. Well.
What part of Alberta?
I'm born in Quebec, but I'm in Okotoks.
Okotoks?
Just south of
Lloydminster. So
yeah.
We're,
oh,
we're
nice
coming from
you.
The same part of the world.
And I'm Longview.
Longview, okay. Yeah. What brought you ladies out?
Well, me, I got 4 grandbabies at home, and I got 4 children, and I want them to be able to enjoy all the beautifulness that I grew up with, and the things that have been available to all Canadians, and I just feel that what's happening in our country right now will never accommodate that for them in the future, and I don't love the fact that by the time my kids are 12 or 5, all of a sudden they're being kicked out of places that they can play. And that they can go and see their friends and birthday parties. That's not all right. That's not okay. That's not what Canada is. We're a unified, beautiful, amazing country, and we need to keep that for our grandkids. That's why I'm going.
Yeah, sure.
I have two grandsons too, and my daughter that went back to Quebec last year. She moved back over there. It's just terrible. And she can let my grandson ask me, say, "Grandma, can you find me someone that get the poke so I can go swim, please?" And that just make me, I says, "No, that's enough. This guy anyway is not for us.
Yeah.
Is not for us. He's saying that everyone vote him, but the system of vote is
broken.
Yeah. And we have to do something about it to save that country. I travel every year. I go in Asia, everywhere. I'll go help people in other country. Never I was thinking then I will have to do this for my country. Driving 4,000 kilometers that road in winter is because he pissed off Canadian, and it's enough. We don't want him anymore. He doesn't represent us. It's enough. My grandchild doesn't like him. He's 7 years old. Just crazy.
Yeah.
It's been 2 weeks I saying, we're coming. I called it the RCMP in Ottawa. I have many friends that did. I did the G7. In La Malbaie, I had a hotel. I had a lot of RCMP guys with us that don't like him either. And this guy need to go. He doesn't respect people. We told him we were coming, we're peaceful, and it's what we want to promote. Love is the convoy of love.
And the information that he's putting out there clearly does not reflect Canadian values. I mean, when you see this many people who are willing to get in their vehicles and just move for this movement.
Something wrong here.
There's something wrong. Canadians are too nice of people. We don't fight for a lot of things, but this is obviously something we want to fight for now.
For all the people back home that aren't here, what's one story from your travels in a short amount of days that sticks out to you?
So many. They give us, food. They give us windshield fluid. They come hug us. We cry in bathroom. We take all the mask off and we just say it's enough. And people is like a big family.
Strangers opening their homes to us, feeding us, like just the love and the care and the
firefighter.
The firefighter standing on the side of the road at minus 40, supporting and
having their trucks going, and sure the police telling me in Ontario, they say, I said, "Well, sorry, we are the bad one. We're looking for a convoy. We lost them," and they were, "Well, we love you. You're not bad at all. Let's go and do it." I mean, police, firefighter is not, this country is great. It's, we love each other. We need each other. We need the garbage guy that pick up the garbage. And we also need, honest politician. Right now, if you put me a trucker as politician, I'm voting for him. The other one all out. Can they stand? Can we have someone that stand?
So you're running in politics?
I will never run. They will kill me because I'm too honest. Too honest.
I think we could all use a little honesty now, don't you think?
Yes, I think so, it's crying. We cry all the way, Listen, did you listen to the app, Zello?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have that and music going in that, and we're just crying all the way because it's so beautiful
laughing,
to hear people.
Laughing, it's...
Be for the people. Don't be for money, for corporation. We need to do something and inform people. I'll work a system. Right now the trucker, they call them terrorists, and the GoFundMe page, like they say that the money, where it goes, we want to make sure that, I'm sorry, but you have a content on them and thing, and they make things clear and easy to understand. Why our politician cannot do that? Why they can?
Well, you're asking the question that all Canadians are asking, right?
Well, because they want that complicated, but it's easy to understand. I do accounting, and it's easy.
They won't even acknowledge that there's a convoy of regular, everyday people heading to Ottawa. They're trying to slander a million different ways. That's why it's so important to get the stories of the people on the road.
It is.
Absolutely.
It just exposes the lie for what it is even more. Every day they won't acknowledge that it's just a bunch of everyday folk on their way to Ottawa to protest what's going on.
A big story we can tell you, I'm just thinking. The first night is a Chinese guy that took us in the
Regina.
Yeah, in Regina. And he took us in his home, came get us, and he says, you know, I run from my country because it's what they were doing. And he says, you Canadians have to be aware that they already infiltrate your country. You see. And he says, you don't want to turn communist. We'll leave our country for that. You are peaceful. It's nice to see you. He says, stand. And he cooked us steak. We had calamari. We had salmon. We had, he's just, and he drive us, you know, in, oh, to find our way. It's just amazing to see how people are. I love Canada.
This is making me love Canada. It had been a long time since I'd seen the unity in our country. What? And I think more people need to be on the road to see this.
I wish every single Canadian could go to Ottawa at this point.
Well, what's happening back home is they've got, on the 29th now, they've got a convoy going to Regina. They got a convoy going to Edmonton. Winnipeg's happening. It's spreading. It's spreading like a wildfire. I never thought in my life you'd hear about these stories or see movies on movies. You read about Gandhi and things like that. Yeah, I'm not saying we're Gandhi, but you go, you see what's happening here, and then you start hearing back home. Right, they can see it. They know lots of us that are in this thing. They're going,
That's not what the mainstream media is saying.
And so
it's
becoming even more laughable, which is ever more dangerous that they just won't admit what's going on.
Well, Maury does that. It's what I told the RCMP. I says, you know, Maury lied, and he pissed off people more and more. And this convoy is just going to get bigger because we're going to show them that we're able to stay peaceful and have. Stand for her right anyway. People win that before. You know, with the Paw Patrol. We Paw Patrol right now. That's what we are.
This is my sister Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
Nice to meet you, Jackie.
You're making me cry.
Don't you think you look like Paw Patrol? You have the tractor, you have the truck, you have everyone that just stand the side of the road and it's so exciting. I'm just, oh my God, I love you, guy.
Yeah, it's nice to see that Canada's not going to take a knee.
Yeah.
And we won't stop until
we've been waiting for somebody, right? And we didn't realize all along it was us.
Yeah, and God bless the truckers for getting this going.
It was.
What's your name?
Terry.
Terry. Where are you from, Terry?
Manitoba.
What part of Manitoba?
Steinbeck, metro area.
Okay, yep. Okay. What brought you out on the road?
Going to Ottawa. See if we can make a difference.
And what have you seen from the road so far? What sticks out to you?
Just all the support, and people are just happy. They see hope again. It's like a light at the end of the tunnel or something. It's like a movement, unity. Doesn't matter if you're vaxxed, non-vaxxed, doesn't matter. We're all tired of these mandates. And we want to be free again. We want to live life again. Go back to normal. That's what I see.
Everyday people on the road.
You bet.
This ain't no extremist movement. This is about as Bob Marley as it gets.
Exactly. I don't know. I don't think I've seen such unity in Canada and so long. Everyone's like, oh, you know, this and this. It's like, no, we're all together. I think for the most part, almost, like I said before, I think everyone's tired of it. They're just tired. And, yeah, they want change. And whether Trudeau will listen or not, who knows? We'll find out. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Very nice meeting you, boys.
Yeah.
We'll see you at the end, eh?
You bet.
Okay, what's your names?
I'm Ralph, and this is my wife, June.
And where are you from?
We're from Kamloops.
Kamloops, okay.
Yeah.
I'm from Lloydminster, so.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
We're Western.
Yes, yeah, we are.
Yeah. I mean, I got a little bit of a problem with your sweater there in the Calgary Stampeders.
Oh, hey, go Stamps.
He lived in Calgary for a year. He was born and raised there and lived there about 20 years, so.
I won't hold it against you, okay? That you have an issue with that.
Rough Riders.
Oh, there you go. Oh, boy.
What brought you out on the road?
You know what? We have 5 grandbabies and 1 on the way, and we're fighting for their freedom. We want the country so that they have somewhere to grow up in that's safe and good for them. So that's our main reason.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe what's something you've seen? Like, there's a ton of people. You know, I was saying to my sister, it's my sister and I are on the road together, and I started thinking about it, and I'm like, you know, for a country of 38 million, you're one of, even if it's 1,000, 5,000, whatever it is, you're a small portion that are on the road today heading to Ottawa. There's a lot of people that don't get to witness it firsthand. What's a story that you've seen personally that really moved you or surprised you, something along those lines?
For me, I mean, the amount of people has shocked us. But just the little children even dropping, bags of food into our car, and water bottles, bringing them to the car. Like, just so much of it. I can't, it's hard to put it into words. I try to, you know, dictate back home to my family, and I say, you cannot put it into words what this feels like to see so many people cheering you on. But I think just the community coming out alongside us has been overwhelming.
Yeah, I'd have to second that. Not only the truckers that you see and those in vehicles like us heading out there as well, but just the thousands upon thousands of people you see. You know, we came through Calgary, Regina, Winnipeg, all the smaller centers in between, and yeah, the support on the roads is just phenomenal. That you see people holding flags and signs. It's like my wife says, you can't put it into words. It's almost mind-boggling, and it just tugs at your heartstrings. It's phenomenal.
And I think the fact that people have put God back into the country. So many people saying, you know, God bless you, we're praying for you, seeing the Hutterites come out, you know, like, just, we're coming together. Like, there's just something that's coming together.
I've been saying I haven't seen Canada this unified. It's funny that Trudeau comes out and says, you know, a bunch of things. We all know it.
We all know it.
And yet he, you know, it's wild to me that he can't see what's happening, doesn't want to see what's happening. Whatever it is, I can't even understand it anymore.
Yeah.
Because if you're on this road, you see it everywhere. Everybody's coming together.
They are. Like, I mean, people are so kind, and they're generous, and they're inspired, they're happy. I mean, we've heard nothing but just amazing positivity across this country.
Yeah.
And
I know even this morning we were thinking about the words for O Canada, our national anthem. And towards the end it talks about God, keep our land glorious and free. And it talks about we, the people, standing on guard for Canada. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're standing up for it.
We were just saying, you know, everybody kept waiting for somebody to come save us. And instead, it's a group of truckers. And as soon as there was a little bit of a spearhead formed, everybody just formed. And it's like, let's go.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And it's been picking up steam back home. They got a convoy going to Regina on Saturday.
Nice.
A convoy going to Edmonton now, Winnipeg. Like, it's just spreading like wildfire.
Wow.
Because everybody can feel there's something here.
Yeah. We even, I saw a post, Kamloops, same thing. Saturday they're having a big rally in Kamloops. So.
And, you know, you feel like you're just two little people in a little old car. What is that really going to make the difference of? And yet you think, I'm two more people. You know, and everybody counts, whether they're at home encouraging you or helping finance, you know, like, our families come together in amazing ways, just throwing money at us, you know, just go for all of us, you know, not all of us can go, but you guys just go. And, you know, so it's just, yeah, it's amazing. It's the coolest trip we've ever been on.
Yeah.
And you're never going to forget this, are you?
Never.
And to tell our grandbabies and our kids back home, and I mean, but you cannot put it into words.
What's your name?
My name's Ed.
Okay, Ed. Where are you from?
We're from Cold Lake.
Cold Lake, Lloydminster.
Absolutely perfect.
Yeah. What brought you on the road?
Well, I'm nearing retirement, or I was nearing retirement. The company that I worked for, it was a big, huge company. I won't mention the names. It's nationwide. Decided that you have to be vaccinated. And I'm not really against vaccinations. I'm just against the mandates. and I'm against all the lies and the bullshit we've been fed for 2 years. And there's got to be something going on. So I retired, and when this come up, I says, you know something? I'm going to Ottawa. And it's been an experience.
What's something that stuck out to you? You know, there's so many people that aren't on the road with you. What's something you can send back home to Cold Lake? What's a story that sticks?
Well, all the support. The support from people that we're getting along the sides of the roads and that. It's phenomenal. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Do you ever remember in Canada's history, your in your lifetime, where you know, like, you think of the Olympics, or you think of, I don't know, there's been nothing like this, right?
Never, never. This movement is so huge, it's worldwide. It's worldwide movement, so. To be part of it, there's no words to describe it.
Cool.
You came from Lloydminster, didn't you?
Yeah.
You seen what was going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
How would you feel?
It's amazing.
Well, I missed Manitoba. We caught up to you guys yesterday in Ontario.
Okay, yeah.
I saw the remnants of what you went through, and that's moving.
Yeah.
I've been getting to talk to some of the drivers every night for the podcast and interviewing them, and the emotions that those guys are feeling.
Absolutely.
Is unbelievable. What I'm having a hard time, and maybe it's just so black and white, and I just don't want to admit it, but in a world where media is based off of ad sales, right, give the people what they want. They want to know what's going on here. And instead, have you seen any media?
Can I talk freely?
Oh, you did.
Okay. Remember a couple years ago when all the railroad lines were being blockaded?
Yeah.
And Mr. Trudeau said it's their right to protest, and he wouldn't do anything about it. And that's all you heard on mainstream media, was the railway blockage. You got the biggest movement that has ever hit Canada today. What are you hearing on mainstream media? If you're hearing anything at all, it's negativity.
Negativity, yep.
And we know why. We know that they're getting their money from the federal government, and when that stops, and it will stop, they're going to be left in the cold because nobody's going to watch them anymore. They're tired of lies. I'm sure you are too.
That's why I'm here.
Absolutely, yeah.
I had to see it for myself, right? Because with all these interviews at night with the drivers and stuff, everybody wants to know who they are, right? And then, you know, Global or CBC or whoever puts out a piece saying they're a bunch of anti-whatever,
exactly.
Anti-this.
Yeah.
And I go, I keep saying this, but it's like, I never got to witness Bob Marley. But I bet you Bob Marley could have sung a song about what's going on right now. Peace, love,
absolutely.
Unity.
Yeah.
It's about the healthiest thing
I've
ever seen.
Well, we're not, like you see, we are not against the vaccinations. With the right vaccinations, they work to stop a lot of disease in this world. There's no doubt about it. This one, they just keep dangling that carrot in front. This one, and it's not working. There's people getting in the hospitals that are double vaccinated and boosted. Isn't that supposed to work? Right? Like.
Yeah, they've eroded the trust.
Absolutely.
That's nobody trusts him anymore.
Nobody trusts him.
And the longer this goes on, where he's calling it a fringe movement and all these different things, you go, man, you're so far from reality, it's not even funny.
He's being dictated to himself. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
From, and I don't know from who yet.
There's something cool. Back home, there's a convoy going to Regina now, a convoy going to Edmonton, and a convoy's going to Winnipeg
for
Saturday.
Provincial.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. It's become this wildfire. You can't put it out. A wildfire you just can't walk in. Sometimes you just gotta let it rage, and she is gonna rage.
And it's gonna rage.
Yeah.
I seen this morning, I can't remember where the heck I was at, there was starting a convoy in Brazil in support of Canada.
Isn't that something?
That's amazing.
I'll be okay.
It's okay.
It's been so emotional that I'm sure you found that.
My sister hasn't stopped crying.
She's a tough one. No, we got family back home. Actually, all the way to BC. that are just go, go, go. I'll have some water.
It's, after 2 years of been going through what we've gone through, to see this happen, we all knew it was sitting there, but to actually see it.
And kudos to the people who put this on. I can't imagine what they would have to do to try to get this organized. Like, all across Canada. Like, how was that managed, right?
Part of it must be just a bit of a tidal wave push, right?
I think so.
Like, yeah. You're this little boat moving, and all of a sudden you get this giant swell, and you're moving 100 miles an hour.
Like, it's unreal. Like, it's just, and like I said, kudos to them. These mechanic trucks sitting here, they're for us, aren't they?
Or maybe they're waiting for the road.
I'm not sure. When I talked to the boys last night, I was asking them about breakdowns mm-hmm. and that type of thing, and they just smiled at me and said, we got such a crew with us, we don't have to worry about nothing.
Yeah.
But I did notice there's been a lot of guys saying, hey, if you need mechanic work when you're coming through here, if you need mechanic work when you're coming through here, like, we're available. And these guys have been sitting here just watching us, and I'm thinking that they're there for us. I'm thinking. Why else would they be there? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
unless they're sitting, no. They're there for us. He's got a Canada flag on.
I mean, you got a pretty cool vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what's your name?
My name's Chuck.
And how about you three?
Fergus.
Max.
And Tallulah.
9 years old.
Awesome. How what's your ages?
9.
9?
Yeah.
13.
13? I'm 11.
And 11, okay. Where are you guys from?
Vancouver Island, the Comox Valley.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. What was it, Saturday night? I was thinking about it, and I said, we gotta go on the road, we gotta follow this convoy. So I said, who's in? And all three of these guys stepped up and said,
we're coming.
They're in. So what was it, 4 a.m. wake up, jumped on the ferry, and yeah, we've been riding ever since.
That's awesome.
Yeah, right.
You have essentially done the entire trip then.
Yeah, we've been there since, yeah, while we hooked up with them just outside of Abbotsford, because we came, yeah, I came from a Horseshoe Bay instead of Delta, but yeah, mile zero. We'd been, just these mandates, they just kept pushing and tightening and tightening, and so I was like, is there a country out there for us? Is there a country that I still recognize? And as we are driving through Salmon Arm and Kamloops and getting a Golden in Calgary, more and more people started coming out, and it was seeing that there is a country out there for us and there are people, and it just made me feel so incredibly connected, and it just it fills my heart, and I'm so happy my kids get to see it. You guys want to speak to it?
Yeah, it was so nice seeing like all the people on the side of the road standing in crazy weather, like just knowing that they're there. It's like,
I think it was pretty cool, you know, like I think it's super cool, all the people out there, you know, everything that's going on, like, it's super cool. Yeah, I think it's,
all the people definitely stood out for me.
Yeah.
And just for the people that haven't had the opportunity to be a part of it, I just want to let them know how it's everyone. It's every walk of life. It's every age. It's every race. It's every background. We've seen it all, and they've all come out to support this. So, and all the talk, whenever we stop afterwards and at the barbecues and talk with the truckers, it's all about peaceful protesting. It's all about the freedom, getting our freedoms back, freedom to choose. It has nothing to do with any other agenda. It's just bringing everyone together, unity, freedom, and freedom of choice.
Yeah. I know for a long time, I thought the same thoughts as you. I was like, I got three young kids, and I'm like, wife's from the United States. I'm like, maybe it's time we just go. Yeah. And coming along this road, I go, oh no, this is why I'm here, and this is why I love it.
Beautiful.
And just, as a Canadian, we haven't had a lot to
that's unified us, have we?
No.
The Olympics come every 4 years, and when the hockey team wins a gold, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody talks if the Edmonton Oilers, maybe the Vancouver Canucks, win a Stanley Cup, that'd unify us for a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, this is what the country's all about. This is what our forefathers are all about. It's pretty cool to see all the different people coming out and to meet all the different people on this convoy. And it's, you know, I keep saying this, I'll say it one more time, the listeners will be annoyed with me saying it a third time, but I feel like if Bob Marley, I never got to see Bob Marley, but I feel like he'd write a song about this, you know? Peace, love.
I think he already did, didn't he? You can fool some people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. That's what it keeps ringing in my ears.
Well, appreciate it. I think it's pretty cool that there's a dad with his three kids rolling. There's another dad who's got two kids from Lloyd, where I'm from.
Oh, nice.
Rolling the same thing. And I think it's pretty powerful to see this firsthand.
Awesome. Well, nice to meet you. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, well, first off, what's your name?
I'm Deb Vanskoy. Deb Spadoni.
Okay.
I'll go that way. It's my maiden name.
And where are we at currently?
Chippewa Falls in at Batchewana Bay, Ontario.
Okay.
We are the halfway point in
Vancouver to Newfoundland,
like on Highway 17, the coast to coast halfway point of the highway, where the highway, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where we are, right at the halfway point, Chippewa Falls.
Well, what is the convoy meant to you, ladies?
I don't even know how to answer this.
Why do you think, I should point out to the listener right now, you ladies have got soup and sandwiches and you're waving in anyone from the convoy. You're trying to give us a meal, a hot meal in the middle of a long trek on some dangerous roads. It's dark. And to see faces that are welcoming is enjoyable because it's been a long trek.
Well, for us, having you stop in here tonight so we can provide you with some nourishment as you travel, because you're traveling for all of us. I think we have all hit a place in the last 2+ years now where we realize that there's more to this story than just a virus going around. I was never a conspiracy theorist. I went on and got my shots. I did what I thought was right. Now I'm seeing people get sick around me. We're still locking down. Linda's barely surviving with her restaurant out here. The truckers keep her going. That's what got us going first, really, eh, Linda? Is the fact that the truckers...
have been good to me. My truck drivers have been great. From the time I opened and still.
I think you're doing great.
Well, they can call her in the morning and she'll have breakfast ready for them if we're not quite open yet. Or they can stay here. That's why the space is as big as it is. The truckers sleep here and we're thrilled that they do. Hey. But the other side of it, like I said to you, is the opportunity to maybe put our foot down and say enough is enough. I want to see my son, who I haven't seen in 2 years, because they're trying to do the right thing and stay safe from this thing. I can't go against his wishes. I can't. I'm his mother, but I want to see him again. I want to go to work. I want to be able to see my coworkers with the door, office door open without a sheet of plexiglass in between us. I want to go across the river and just walk around and maybe go to Walmart and see what they have that we don't. I mean, we've lost all our freedom. We're locked down.
And not only locked down, we've been locked down for 2 years now, right?
And varying degrees, you're darn right. It has not opened up. And then the injustice. Okay, I'm going to make the one thing about the restaurants. Why? Why can people do whatever the heck they want everywhere? And I don't see social distancing going on anywhere anymore. Nobody's counting heads in grocery stores. Nobody's counting heads in big box stores. There's a sign on the door that says, thou shalt have this number of people and no more. But if Linda has one person come in and sit down in her restaurant right now, she'll be fined whatever it is that they're going to fine her for opening. Why are they penalizing the restaurants? Is it just too social an environment? I don't get it. They're trying to kill small business in this country. They're trying to kill it dead.
Yeah. coming from out west, being in Alberta, a Saskatchewan boy living in Alberta now, seeing Trudeau and some of the comments he's made lately, calling it a fringe movement and just a small part of the population and a bunch of different words and verbiages. Any thoughts on our fearless leader and what he's been saying?
Well, he's struggling against COVID again.
I'm glad I could make you laugh. Because it is laughable, isn't
it? I have swamp land. If you think that I could sell you as the most beautiful piece of land in the province, if you think I don't believe for 1 minute. They didn't say who he was near. Oh, he's in touch with the... I'm sorry. Don't get me going.
Yeah, it's too close to what everything else is going. Here's one final one for you then. To all the truckers, if they listen to this, what would be your words of encouragement, or if there's anything you want to say to them, by all means?
Don't back down. Men, women, just keep on going. You're fighting for all of us. We're proud of you. We love you.
Thank you.